From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Welcome back to another episode of Mistresses of Mayhem
with Montana Metal.
Gotta love our Montana Metal.
Woohoo!
Love all of our bands, but we've got a special place in our heart for our Montana bands.
Yes, we do. Gotta love them.
Yeah. You guys just got done listening to some Eye for Indifference. They are no longer together.
Aww.
They're not even on Facebook. It's kind of sad. You can hunt them down on Reverb Nation and YouTube and still listen to all the awesome tunes. And we hold out faith that one day they may get together and play it again.
Yes, please do. We like
but
you.
We love them. And, you know, you got to hope that the best will come eventually, but what can you do? Lives happen, and people want to go on and do things, so.
Yeah. Well, life is what happens when we're making other plans. I live by that.
Pretty
seriously.
Much.
So, yeah.
Like, I was trying this. So, yes, definitely, you know, we give out kudos to Taylor, Cordell, Zach, Tubbs, David, and hope that one day that they will play together again.
Yeah. And hopefully nicely. Or...
or at least some of you to get together and play and make a new band.
Well, it's kind of awesome. Fitting that the song is for all the sadness, and we're kind of sad that they're no longer together.
I know.
Well, not kind of. We are sad. We love
just kind of.
But you can still listen to their tunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nation, YouTube. Yeah. Mr. Soisy saying welcome to another awesome rockin' show. Thanks for joining and tuning in.
This is Mr. Sansi saying, it's a fabulous week in Montana.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, I can't wait to go camping.
Setting things on fire.
Fever. So bad.
And marshmallows.
Ah, marshmallows. Woohoo!
It's the best tradition ever. You get to set things on fire.
Fire!
And eat marshmallows and, you know.
You even can even start the marshmallows on fire.
Yeah. I don't like marshmallows on fire, though.
I don't either. I
golden
like
brown.
Golden
they have to
brown.
Be golden brown.
Yes.
You burn them, it's just wrong.
All right. Let's head over to our neck of the woods with some Butte, Montana metal. We've got some Shallow Sun with their song Au Fatal. Michael Jensen and Ryan, formerly known as Truth, Lies, and Secrets, described as a post-hardcore metalcore band who's ready to show the world their music.
Yay! You can check out their first single and their video on their Facebook page. So, yeah, check it out!
Awesomeness.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys got a request or know a Montana metal band that should be on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, you can get a hold of us on our website at mistressesofmayhem.com. You can also go to Montana Metal's Facebook page and say, hey, we're a Montana metal band, or hey, this is a Montana metal band you guys should check out.
Yeah. Do it. Do it.
So, you're listening to some Shallow Sun on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Take me. This is Sean from Mudkicker. Came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Maine.
That was some At Home in Hell. That was some Glories and Never Again.
It's kind of a fun, you know, song title.
Absolutely. These guys are out of Great Falls, Montana. Woohoo! Got Ben, Paul, Chris, and Kevin. You can check more about them on Bandcamp, Facebook, and YouTube. They just played the Alien vs. Predator tour at the Monks in Missoula last Saturday with Arctotis and Walking Corpse. They have some more shows coming up. Tomorrow, April 7th in Kalispell, and Friday, May 5th at the Dark Horse Bar in Missoula, Montana. Yeah.
So if you guys like that song, you now have a chance to go see them.
Yeah. So
two different chances.
I mean, yeah, right? Just go check them out. Seriously, if you like it, go see them.
And both places are fun to actually go through and actually see a concert. Kalispell is always fun, and Missoula, the Dark Horse, never it leads you down.
No, it doesn't let you down at all. Not by any means.
The Missoula peeps are always so nice, too.
They are. I like Missoula peeps. They're cool.
Not to say that all Montana peeps are awesome.
No, some of us are assholes. Some fucking jerks out there, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, me too.
I won't purposely get you lost. I'll tell you I might get you lost. I'll probably straight out tell you I will get you lost.
I will get you lost.
I'm like, don't ask me directions. You're like, come on, it's okay. Just tell me, you know, it's like 3 blocks away.
How would you get from point A to point B? I would drive there.
I would go ask someone else to drive me. I would not take Ansi's directions. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. Girl directions.
All right, we're going to head over from Great Falls, and we'll go over to Butte. We love going to Butte. We were just in Butte.
we got to go back and forth. You know, huh? can't disclude our Butte boys.
Got Hibernator.
And yeah.
You've got Philip, Zachary, Chris, and Brian. Any of our Butte bands, we love.
We do, absolutely.
I mean, we love all of our Montana bands, but, you know, they're just...
There's just a special spot in our hearts for our local, our super local dudes.
Yes, because all of our Montana people are our locals, but there's something about somebody that, you know, has been through the same school system you have.
Right? They understand.
Somebody who has been in the same locker room at some point in their life as you.
Right? Right?
Whether they snuck in or whether they went in like a normal student is up to them, you know.
These guys are normally formerly known, excuse me, as Midnight Drive. Your progressive ambient pop alternative. That's hard to say.
It's kind of a mouthful in itself, isn't it?
It right?
Like, I want to say that, but no.
No, yeah, I'll trip over it. But anyway, this is Slam Dick Dunk on the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Swafford from Mahama Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
This is Corey from Undone. When I'm licking pussy, I'm listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
starts up a kitten thing. And what else switches up? Big fussy. Now she got paid as a pumpkin cut. Why's everything a sun? Let your make booty as green. Eternal is for cut.
Alright, that was some Salmon Rape with the Grail on Montana Metal out of Clinton, Montana. You got members Dylan. He always has special guests hanging out with him, like DJ Sun, who was voicing some of his music. So yeah, if you're up for collaboration, get a hold of him. He's described as meth. Wow. Death metal. He's described as death metal. Styled vocals, drum lines, and deep, bizarre, sometimes uncomfortable lyrics. And boy, does that describe Salmon Rape to a T.
Yeah, with a touch of what the fuck?
He describes himself so well because it's about politics, aliens, conspiracy, economics, and a touch of what the fuck. You will sit back and either go,
what am I listening to?
You'll feel horrible that you're a human being, and then you'll want to go change the world, or
get really high and deal with it.
or get really high and deal with it.
We love Salmon Rape. We are no way dishing on. We love Salmon Rape because it does. It is one of those that makes you stop, and the lyrics are, they grab a hold of you.
They do.
Like some of the pop music out there and stuff, it's just like the same lyric over.
Yeah, it's like, no, over, it's repetitive.
You're not even thinking. Bop, I did.
Oh my God.
I did it really fast. DJ, it doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No,
it was asking yes, exercise.
No. Anyway, Salmon Rape kicks ass.
She needs more Salmon Rape to prevent the bop going through her head. She needs more words. More Salmon Rape is dealt.
It's kind of hard not to know the words to that song. It's like, don't worry, be happy.
Do, 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 do.
Our singing is horrible.
It is horrible, but you know, definitely check out Bandcamp, Facebook, Rumor Nation, and SoundClick for more Salmon Rape. The next chapter of the Grand Migration has arrived. You can download A Calling of Our Kind for free on Bandcamp versus Salmon Rape. Let's see, upcoming shows. This Saturday we have Tribe and Asinine at the Rail Yard in Billings, Montana. It's going to be at 8 p.m. and it is all ages. Doors open at 8. Show at 9, and it's only $5, but it's a magnificent mashup of Montana Metal Masters, Tribe, and Asinine. So, Billings, Montana is the place to be this Saturday night for some Tribe and Asinine. Yeah, let's get back into some music. Got some Arctotis coming up.
Yeah, these guys are from Missoula, Montana. We were just talking about Missoula. Love Missoula. Anyway, we got Dave, Josh, and Quincy. They were formed in 2012. You can find out more about them on Instagram and Facebook. They are out of hibernation, where they had the honor of supporting Signs from the Swarm with Walking Corpse Syndrome and At Home in Hell in Missoula last Saturday. At the show, they played the upcoming EP from front to back. They also released some new merchandise items. So, pretty fucking kick-ass. Anyway, here is some Arctotis with Eyes of the Reaper on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
We hope it goes well, but bear with us through maybe some rough patches. Sweet, let's go. It's also called Marco's Standard. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Devitt with Endeavor. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Was Ghost by Asinine out of Billings. We love those guys. You got Dustin, Dave, Ben, Spock, and Trevor. Originally put together in 2002.
Wow.
Recently been hinting that they're working on a new album, so we will see if it's just a little bit of an actual tease or if we actually will be listening to new Tune Inch very soon.
Yeah.
I think that would be definitely very awesome to be able to actually hear those guys and hear some new stuff from them. We love their old stuff. We love their current stuff. But
a little new would be nice.
About the new stuff that any band puts out that it's exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're kind of like, you know how when you scratch behind the ear of a dog and the dog's leg starts twitching. That's what happens to us when we hear that new music's coming out. Our legs start twitching.
I don't know if it's your leg twitching.
Is it your foot, JJ? Well, what are you twitching? Is it your foot, JJ?
It's your foot, JJ, twitching.
Well, God damn it.
It's your foot, JJ. That's not your leg. That's your foot, JJ.
We're like, it's close.
It's close. We can see where the confusion came from.
It's twitching. It's a good sign.
Well, that means I'm still alive. Yay. That's good.
That is how you get a pulse on the witnesses. It is not checking our pulse. Is our JJ twitching? We're good to go.
Can you imagine? I gotta check their pulse. Checking a pulse.
I'm not molesting the mistress. I am checking a pulse.
I'm checking for a pulse. Yeah. Okay.
It requires me checking, touching her by JJ. Back off.
You know, I was told.
Checking pulses on everyone.
I was checking his pulse. It was his pulse.
He doesn't have a JJ. Well, damn. No wonder I thought he was dead.
False alarm.
I had to come to make sure, man.
I think it's just for extra support.
I'm making sure he's alive. It has pulse. We know it's alive.
Mistress just said, right? If I check for a pulse.
I'm pretty sure that works on guys, too. If they have a pulse down there, they're alive.
Well, I would have
grab
to think
it, there's
so.
A pulse. Oh, or yeah. They will scream, and then you'll know they're alive. See?
Win-win.
I mean, they have a pulse. You know they're alive. They scream. You know they're alive.
Yeah, and you can touch their junk.
You know who else is alive? Asinine.
Asinine is awesome.
They have a new album being hinted, mm-hmm. which we're going to be looking forward to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here in the Billings, Montana area, this upcoming Saturday, Asinine and Endeavor are going to be playing in Billings. Yeah, lots of awesome shows happening this week. Tomorrow night, Friday.
Friday.
Over in Kalispell, Montana, at the Kalispell Eagles 234, At Home in Hell and 2 Foot Titan and Loinhammer will be playing Fortress and Fortress, I guess. Let's see. And Fortress will be playing at the FOE 234 in Kalispell, Montana.
Yay.
We just like saying Loinhammer. But yeah, so it's At Home in Hell from Great Falls, 2 Foot Titan from Missoula, Loinhammer from the Kalispell area, and Fortress from Kalispell. Doors open at 8, $5 cover, 18 plus with ID.
Yupper, bring your ID.
Bring your ID, chokadoos.
You know, no matter how old you are, you bring your ID, it's better safe than sorry.
It's better safe than sorry.
Because do you really want to be that person that's, you know, yelling at the bartender like, do you know how old I am? And the bartender's like, I don't care. Do you know how old I am? Like, yeah, I still have to card you. Fuck off.
Do you know how old I am?
We've seen that asshole at the cash register. Yes. You don't want to be that asshole.
Mm. Bring your ID, goddamn.
Come on, do it.
Not that hard.
If they card you and they're saying you look younger than 21, be thankful. Kiss their ass, buy them a shot, call it good.
Right. Be thankful they're not saying thanks.
Yeah, but thankful they're not like saying you're too old.
Did you play in movies like Tales from the Crypt? You look very like familiar.
Have you retired yet?
See,
come on.
There's worse
the worst things
getting
gonna be
carded.
Said to you.
Right?
Did you die last week? You look like it.
Oh, is this your daughter?
That's my favorite compliment when I got back from work from being sick. I'm so happy you didn't die.
I'm like, aw,
me too. Weird how that works. We have the same priorities. I didn't die. Yes.
All right. So we want you guys to tune in next week. We're going to have some Endeavor, Shangri-La, and Cadman, and much, much more. Mistress Oisey saying, keep supporting Montana Metal and Metal Local in your area. Get out to a show, buy some CDs. Support.
This is Mr. Sansi saying, have a good night, have a good week, and remember, share a smile. Nothing else. Weird things happen to you. Share it. Don't share it.
I am so confused.
You don't want to share stuff. If you share stuff, it's bad.
Well, it comes around, goes around, you know.
Yeah, but weird diseases start and then one person shares it, the next person shares it, and the next person shares it, and it's just like then
pretty
everybody
soon the fucking zombie apocalypse.
There's a zombie apocalypse. It all started out with strep.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And if they just wouldn't have shared, just be selfish.
Couldn't they share and use protection?
I don't know.
How can you use protection?
Filter.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Filter your backwash, people.
Ew.
Oh, yay. God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, on that note, this is Mistress Mystery saying, oh, my God, watch out for karma. She's a bitch.
Backwash, she is, too.
Oh.
Ew.
All right. We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week because he's awesome. He's like a superhero.
Yay.
And of course, Sean for letting us play on his awesome, awesome website. Check out mtradio.net and all the awesomeness that is them.
Yay.
So we're going to close off this week with some Shot Stereo. The song is Off the Grid. Out of Missoula, Montana, you've got our awesome buddy Brad, Craig, Ryan, Dan, and Jacob. Formed in 2016, so still fresh and new. They describe themselves as an unholy love child born of old school thrash and politically aggressive punk. So yeah, that's fantastic. Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, and YouTube are your ways to stalk them and love them and adore them and get to know them.
I recommend being outside of their houses in a bush too.
That does help too.
That helps get the closeness of stalking.
That means you're serious.
Real stalkers stalk you outside in the Montana weather. I'm just saying, if you're a real stalker, if you're not a real stalker, fast. I mean, that's fine. Don't go the distance. But
going the distance.
But if just you really want to be, if you want to be a true stalker, you have to brave Montana weather.
Yeah.
Just or own a car. That works too.
Yeah. See, I like using one of those mountable cameras.
She likes to mount things.
I do like to mount things. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Be sure to check out Shot Stereo. They're going to be playing up at Jester's Bar in Helena, Montana on May 19th. They're going to be joined by a few other bands. For more information, check out their website, Facebook, and, of course, Montana Metal's Facebook page for all the happenings in Montana. No excuse to be bored. Get out and support your Montana metal scene and your local metal scene. You've been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, Follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.